Nityananda Rama ki jai, Panihati Dhamma ki jai. Nityananda is enacting his blissful lila in Panihati Gram, Panihati Dham, West Bengal. And the story is going on. He's engaged in Abhishek lila and Kirtan lila and Bhojan lila. And in the mystical experiences of making Kadamba flowers appear on lime trees and making Lord Garanga come all the way from Puri to watch the devotees dance. And now Vrindavan Das Thakur explains more of the wonderful things that he did. Ye sevaka chakane je itchakari man sehi asyupasana hayatatakshan. Whenever any servant of Nityananda desired something, he would immediately receive it. He mata parananda prema sukha rase shanahina kehava kehana janila tinamase. In this way, all the followers of Nittai were so absorbed in the mellows of ecstatic love, prema sukha rase, that those 3 months that they stayed in Panihati seemed like only a moment. Parananda prema sukha rase. It's like the gopis, Nivayuta Nameshena. This is a symptom of Mahabhav. The gopis, the Brajagopis, Mahabhav, that when they're with Krishna, and then, although in the Maharas dance, Krishna extended the night to be the night of Lord Brahma, millions and millions of years, the gopis felt that it passed in just a moment. Time flies when you're having fun. So the gopis were having fun dancing with Krishna. And Maharas, and it lasted for millions of years, so time really flew by. But they felt that millions of years went by in a moment. It flew so fast. But when they're separated from Krishna, every moment of separation drags on for a million years. Yagayitam Nameshena Chakshusha Pravishayitam. Now they're in association with Nittai, is Nityaparishad. Some of them, of course, are gopis, and some are gopas. And Sakya Madhurya Ras, they're all mixed together here. His 6 followers, and Damayanti and Raghava Pandit. But the Damayanti, I believe, is Champakalata, if I'm not mistaken, from the identity Gauralila. Damayanti, the great cook, is Champakalata, Radharani Sastasaki. Of course, sometimes they identify some other one of these, someone else is Champakalata, one of those. Another devotee, can't remember just now. But the idea is they're experiencing that intense love that 3 months went by in a moment. Tabe Nityananda Prabhu Vara Kataktine Alankara Parite Haila Itchamane. After some days, Nityananda wanted to enact another lila. Alankar Itcha. He desired to decorate himself with ornaments. Now this is interesting because he's avadut. He's traveling sannyasi. Niskinshan sadhu has no desires to have or hold anything of this world. Has no material ambitions or any material possessions. He's niskinshan. But this lila, it sounds like he's an attached materialist. Well, let's see. Is he a Niskinshan Avadut Sadhu, the Supreme Lord Nityananda, or is he an attached materialist? Itcha matra sarva alankara sekshane upasana asya haila vidyamane. As soon as that desire awoke in the heart of Nityananda to adorn himself with varieties of ornaments, all those ornaments suddenly appeared there in Panihati. That's the Itcha Shakti of the Lord in action. The desire potency, the willpower. By my will it shall be done. The Lord's will. By thy will that thou shall be done. Instantaneously, that's why it says suddenly, it says, Itcha Matra Sarvalankara Kseik Shane, Shane. Matra, Sarvalankara, all varieties, Itcha Matra, just a a momentary desire, itcha matra, a fleeting desire produced results in a moment, sekshane. A passing desire, fleeting desire of nittai, produced immediate results, no time or space considerations or limitations. We have so many desires, but to fulfill even one of our desires, we have to spend so much time and move through so much space and condense or expand our space in such a way that brings us to the fruition of our itcha, our desire. But the Lord's will and His action, His kriya, His itcha and His kriya, He has itcha shakti and kriya shakti. They're acting automatically. That's why it says that when a devotee's desire is one with the desire of the Lord, then things happen very fast. Very, very fast. If the devotee desires to build a temple, and the Lord also desires to build a temple, that temple comes up very fast. Very fast. Almost lightning fast. Inconceivably fast. So this is because behind the devotee is the power of God. Desire of the devotee is backed by the desire of God. If the devotee is pure, his desire is in line with the pure desires of the Lord. So here, Nityananda's simply desire to decorate himself, and instantly the ornaments were provided. Suvarna rajata mara kata manohar nanaviru bahumulya kateka prastar Mani suprabala patavasa muktahar sukriti sakalidya kare namaskar. All kinds of religious and pious people came to fulfill the desire of Nityananda. First they approached the Lord and offered their obeisances at His feet. Then He gave Him and offered Him very beautiful, attractive ornaments of gold and silver and diamonds, emeralds, corals, fine silk and pearl necklaces. Now this sounds exactly what a Niskanchan Avadut should wear. Katava nirmita kata karya nirman parilena alankara yena ichatan. Nittai decorated himself with all those costly ornaments that had already been made, and others that were made according to his own desire. So they offered previously designed and produced ornaments and rings and necklaces, etc. And then Nityananda expressed a desire for specific designs and shapes of ornaments to be decorated, be worn on his body. Dui haste suvarnara angara balaya pushta kari parilena atma ichamaya. According to Nittai's desire, he decorated his two wrists with arms with gold bracelets and armlets. So he's decking out, as they say. Sivarna mudrika ratne karya kichan dasha shriangule shobha kare vibhushan. Nittai decorated his 10 fingers with gold rings studded with jewels. So I guess that's his wrists are full of gold bangles and armlets, gold armlets, and his 10 fingers are wearing valuable diamond rings and emerald rings. Kanta shobakari bahu vida divyahar mani mukta prabaladi jata sarvasar. Nittai decorated his neck with varieties of fine necklaces of diamonds, pearls, and corals. Rudraksha vidalaksha dui suvarna rajate bandhya parilakante maheshwara priti. For the pleasure of Lord Shiva, Maheshwara, Nittai wore gold and silver necklace set with rudraksha and cat's eye gems. Because Lord Shiva is a devotee of Sankarshan. So, in one sense, Lord Shiva is a devotee of Nittai. Because Nityananda expands himself as the Purushavatars. He becomes a Chaturvyuha, Nittai Balaram expands and appears in the Chaturvyuha of Krishna as Sankarshan. Then Krishna expands and appears there as Pradyumna Aniruddha and also as Vasudeva. So these are the four Bhagavat members of the Chaturvyuha expansion of Krishna. So Balaram expands as Sankarshan. Then Sankarshan expands as Anantashesh, and the Purusha avatars, and Lord Shiva expands also from Sankarshan. So his devotee, Lord Shiva, he's pleasing his devotee, Maheshwara Preeti. So he has all kinds of gold necklaces and diamond rings and coral necklaces and Rudraksha beads. And he wore gold and silver necklace set with Rudraksha and cat's eye gems. So that's sometimes you see people, they wear Rudraksha, but it's like hi-fi style. Not just strung on some string, it's between each Rudraksha bead is a gold bead, or in this case, gomade. It's called gomade. Means cat's eye means gomade. And then, so it's a gold and silver necklace. Mukta kasa suvarna karya surachan dui shuti mule shobe parama shoban. Nitai's two ears were beautified with gold earrings studded with pearls. Not bad. Parapadme rajata nupura shushoban tarupari mala shobe jagatamohan. Nitai's lotus feet were adorned with silver ankle bells that made such with an enchanting band of silver above them. Sounds like Rajasthanis. They wear these silver bands among their ankles, above their ankle bells. Shukla pata nilapita bahuvida vas apurva shobaye pari dan nera vilas. Nitai dressed in varieties of white, blue, and yellow silk cloth. In this way looked wonderfully attractive. Well, that's nice. He wrapped himself with the objects of his affection. He wrapped himself with nila pata, shukla pata, nila pata, pita pata. Pata means cloth. Vas, so the shukla paksha represents Balaram, white cloth. And the nila pata represents Shyam Sundar. And the pita means yellow. The yellow cloth represents Radharani. So he was surrounded by Balaram, Krishna Balaram and Radharani, in one sense, represented by those colors. And he looked very attractive. Bilas. Apurva Shobha. Malati Malika Juti Champakera Mala Shi Vakshe Karaya Shobha Andolana Kila. Flower garlands of Malati Malika Juti and Champak swung to and fro on his attractive chest. It's really looking too amazing, huh? Gorochana Sahita Chandan Divya Gande Vichitra Karya Lepi Jat Chena Shriyange. Nitai smeared his body with fragrant sandalwood paste mixed with Gorochan. That gives it a yellow-greenish color. Shimastake shobita vivida patavas tarupari nana varna malyara vilas. Nitai's head was decorated with various varieties of silk cloth with varieties of flower garlands on top. So he's really, because he has long hair, top knot. So he's all kinds of cloth tied here and there and flower garlands on his top knot. Prasanna shri mukha koti shashadhara jini hasya karena niravari hari dvani. Nitai's pleasing face defeated the beauty of millions of moons. He smiled as he constantly chanted the name of Hari. Hari dvani. Hasya karena. He was laughing and smiling. Deidiki chahina Dui Kamala Nayan, Sedike Preme Varshe, Base Sarvajane. In whatever direction Nitai glanced with his lotus eyes, there was a shower of ecstatic love that inundated everyone. Rajatera Praya Loha, danda sushoban duidike karitati suvarna bandan niravari se loha danda shobe kare mushala darilarena prabhu haladare. As we could assume, Nittai was, although he's avadut in Gaura Lila and totally detached Niskinchan, in this mood, he was in this particular bhav, now the cat's out of the bag, so to speak. We could assume that already because he was expressing a desire to wear all kinds of opulent ornaments and all kinds of aishwarya to cover his sweet avadut form with lots of opulent rings and necklaces and gold and diamonds and emeralds, pearls, sandalwood paste, and silk cloth and garlands. Now in this verse we understand that he's actually in the mood of Balaram, the son of Vasudev. He's the son of a king. Balaram is the son of Vasudev, so kings are wealthy. So he makes sure his prince is decked out. Vasudev makes sure that Balaram has lots of ornaments and costly things to wear. And moreover, he's the now living as the adopted son of Yashoda and Brajaraj Nanda, the king of Braj, and he was also very wealthy. So the translation is, just as Lord Haladhar held a club, that's Balaram, Amushala, Nityananda always held in his hand a beautiful iron rod that looked as if it were silver and that was bound on two sides with gold. So this is the interesting danda that Nittai was carrying. He wasn't carrying a tree danda like a sannyasi, but he was carrying a loha danda, mushala darlila. As Balaram carried his mushala, Nittai carried his iron danda, because after all, it is the Iron Age. And it says that it says in one bhajan, it says Nittai with his danda, he drives Kali away. He beats away Kali and drives away Kali like you drive away a dog with a cane on the street. So it looks as if it were silver and is bound on two sides with gold. Taking the indication from Nittai, then his associates followed suit. Parishada sabadari lena alankar angara balaya mala nupura suhar Shinga Vetra Vamshi Chanda Dari Gunjamala Savidari Lena Gopalera Amshakala. Sure enough, Nittai was in Balaram Bhav and he inspired all of his associates to enter Gopa Bhav, into Sakya Bhav. And how do they respond? They also decorated themselves with various ornaments like bracelets, bangles, leg bands, ankle bells, beautiful necklaces, buffalo horns, sticks, flutes, ropes, and garlands of gunja, small red and black seeds, for they were all expansions of the coward boys of Braj. Apparently there's no gopis here, they're all coward boys. At least his traveling party of six, Gadadhar Das and Raghunath Vaidya and Krishna Das, and they were all mentioned the other day. They're all with him. They're all coward boys. Dwadasa Gopal. So now Balaram wants to be in he wants to be in Gopa Bhav. He wants to be in Balya Bhav. Nityananda wants to be in Balaram Bhav, Balya Bhav, like a carefree Gopal, Gopa. Te mata Nityananda swano bhava ronge virha vihareina sakala parshara kari sange tabe prabhu sarva parishara gana meli bhakti grihe grihe kari paryatana keli jana vira dui kule jata achigram sarvatra brahmena Nityananda jyotirdam Darashana matra sarva jiva mugdahai nama tattva dui nityananda rasamai Pashandi O Dekile Macha Kare Stuti Sarvaswa Dibare Se Shane Hayamati. Nityananda enjoyed his ecstatic mood of a coward boy of Braj as he sported in the company of his associates, Sakala Vihar, Parishada Sange. Nitai took his associates to the houses of various devotees in Panihati Gram. That effulgent Nityananda visited each of the villages on both banks of the Ganga, so he wanted everyone to be immersed in Vrindavan, Vrajabhav, by presenting him with a feast for their eyes, because as soon as anyone would see Nitai in his royal regalia of gems and cloth tie here and there like a dear elite Nayak hero, so fancy and so colorful and so skillful in dressing, that everyone, Nitai appeared like a dancing, like an actor on a dancing stage. This is the analogy that's used when Krishna entered the Rasa Mandal. It appeared like an actor, highly decorated actor entering it, a dancing actor entering a stage. So when he visited house to house to all his devotees, immediately he himself became an Udipan for Lila Smaran. Everyone became immersed in Brajabhav and remembering Krishna and Balaram and Vrindavan with all the coward boys. All the entities became astonished when they saw Nitai. That most blissful Nityananda, who is he? What is he? What does he represent? He is the combined form of the holy name and the form of the Supreme Lord. That's very interesting. Nam Tatvadui, Nityananda Rasamai. So Nityananda represents two tattvas, Nam and Rasamai. And Sarva Jiva Mugdahai, everyone saw him, they became bewildered and overwhelmed seeing this wonderful feature of Nitai as Balaram. Nityananda's combined form of the holy name and the form of the Supreme Lord. Nan Tatvadui. He's a name and a name, that which is named. Rasamai, he's absorbed in Ras. The fools that saw Nitai absorbed, they saw him with covered with all these opulent ornaments. Those foolish people, they thought that he was absorbed in a mood of wealth and opulence. They didn't understand that he was in a transcendental mood of Braj. Nityananda Prabhu is directly Swayam Prakash Tattva, the holy name of the Lord and the Lord himself combined together and manifests as Swayam Prakash Nityananda, the reservoir of transcendental happiness. Sri Nityananda Prabhu and the name Sri Nityananda are most relishable transcendental objects. This was revealed to the living entities by the mercy of Sri Nityananda. Nityananda Gauranga, 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 Nityananda Gauranga. Even the atheists who saw Nitai offered him respects and considered offering everything to him. Says actually, Pashandi Odeki Macha Kari Stuti Hayamati. They didn't offer respects, they offered stutis. Stutis and stotrams means they start offering prayers. It's one thing to offer respects, fold your hands like a Japanese guy meeting another Jap, and fold at the, hello sir, and fold gently bowed from the waist about 5 degrees to show your respect to a senior Japanese person, sayonara, or whatever they say. So they started offering prayers and stutis, and they started mati, they started thinking. For a moment they thought, says, Sekshane Haya Mati. For one moment, they thought, Mati, they considered, they thought, Sarvasa Dibadi. Actually, instead of just offering stutis, these are Pashandis, these are non-believers, atheists. When they saw Nittai, then they immediately offered stutis, some prayers, and for a moment, Sekshane, for a moment they thought, actually, forget about only offering prayers, we should offer everything to Nittai. So we have to consider, are we in that category of Pashandis? We sit down and chant Nityananda Ashtakam. And then we finish that chanting and we go about doing our enjoyment program. But are we offering a stuti, then considering offering everything to Nityananda? Because if one reads the stuti, Nityananda Ashtakam, and meditates on the deep meanings of the different prayers of that stuti, then he can't but come to the conclusion that I must offer everything to Nityananda. I will offer everything to Nityananda. Then you do offer everything to Nityananda. Mantan, dan, nitai samarpan. And that means you become absorbed in Sankirtan, absorbed in Harinam, and absorbed in prachar and preaching, and absorbed in relishing the Bhagavat Ras of the 10th canto, the Ras, the Bhagavat, and the Ras Leelas of the Vrindavan. This means becoming, offering everything to Nittai. And his Leela rolls on and on. It doesn't end. Nityananda Sarupera Sharira Madhur Sabare Kripa Drishti Karena Prachur Kibo Jane Ki Shayane Kiba Paryatane Shaneka Nadjaya Vyarta Sankirtana Bine Jekane Karena Nritya Krishna Sankirtana Tataya vivalahai katak katak janna. Grihastera shishukon kichui na jane. Tahara om maha maha brikshadari tane. Here they go again. Pulling up those trees. Nityananda's form was most enchanting. Sweet, maduram, maduram, maduram. Nityananda Sarup Madhura, Madhura, Madhura. Sharira Madhura. Sharira Madhura. Madhura, Madhura. Very sweet, very enchanting. He glanced mercifully on everyone. Kripa Drishti, Prachur, Sabar. Kitna Sabari. Get in a rickshaw in Vrindavan. Kitna Sabari, Sabare. Sabare Kripa Drishti, Karena Prachur. Sharira Madhur, Karena Prachur. When Nittai was eating, sleeping, or wandering about, he did not waste a moment without Sankirtan. Harivo. Sleeping. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Eating. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Wandering about. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Nityananda Prabhu would always glorify the topics of Sri Gaura Hari, even while eating, sleeping, or traveling. He spoke only about topics of Krishna and nothing else. Nittai's every activity was accompanied by Hari Kirtan. So this is what it means to follow Nittai. Following the footsteps of Nittai means that we only speak about topics of Krishna and nothing else. And whatever activity we do is accompanied by Hari Kirtan. We're translating and chanting Hare Krishna. We're cooking and chanting Hare Krishna. We're bathing and chanting Hare Krishna. We're babysitting and chanting Hare Krishna. We're driving to the school and chanting Hare Krishna. And we're serving and chanting Hare Krishna. We're shopping and chanting Hare Krishna. We're dressing and chanting Hare Krishna. We're bathing and chanting Hare Krishna. This is Nittai's example. This is Anusharan. Taking shelter, following the footsteps of Nittai. At least we can try a few minutes a day. That's something we're doing. We add that something we do every day. We add the Nam Sankirtan. While describing Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev's teachings in his commentary on 7th canto in the Srimad Bhagavatam with Prahlad Shiksha, Jiva Goswami writes his commentary. He mentions in that purport Prahlad Shiksha in 7th canto, he talks about Nityananda's karya, his activities. He said, although other processes of bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, should be performed in Kali Yuga, all these practices and limbs of devotion must all be accompanied by the chanting of the holy names. Amen. Let's say Omen, or let's say Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. That's the final word. Jiva Goswami says, Yadyapi Anya Bhakti Kalo Kartavya Tada Kirtanakya Bhakti Sam Yogain Aiva Kartavya. So Karta, whatever you do in Kali, whatever bhakti, any Anya Bhakti, any type of bhakti you do in Kali, Kali Yuga must be Kirtanakya, the sounds of Kirtan must be Bhakti Samyog. Whenever Nittai performed dancing and congregational glorification of Krishna, people became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Grihastha's children who didn't know anything, they went wild and started uprooting large trees. I don't know why they pick on trees all the time. Every time they get wild and get out of control, they start beating up all these trees. It seems that the ecological people won't appreciate this. So they'll cite these references and say, this Nittai, wherever he goes, he just destroys everything. He's supposed to be a resident of Vrindavan and live in the vans of Vrindavan as Balaram, but as Nittai, he's blowing up all the vans. As Balaram, he's planting trees and creepers, and Krishna's planting trees and creepers with his own hand. And now he's uprooting large trees. They could take it metaphorically to mean he's uprooting the large trees of Mayavadis. People that have Mayavadi conceptions, he's uprooting them. But it says Briksha Dadi. But that's his effect. Hunkara Karya Briksha Fele Udhai Upadiya Munire Gopala Bali Vedaya Dhariya. These children and householders, they roared loudly. And they uprooted trees and they ran around exclaiming, I am a coward boy! I am a coward boy! I am a Gopal! Ami Gopal! Ami Gopal! Hena se sam artya eka shishura sharire shata jane milia o darite na pare. Each child possessed such strength that even 100 people could not control him. Now that's what I call Nityananda Shakti. That's called Nityananda Vesh. When you get empowered by Nittai, a child can have more strength than 100 men. A seemingly elderly gentleman coming from Calcutta, frail by all material estimations, at the fag end of life, 70 years old, went out to conquer the world single-handedly, and he did it. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Because he had Nityananda Shakti. He wasn't a shishu with the power of Shatajan, 100 men. He was a pure devotee. He is a pure devotee with the power of God. Anantashesh, unlimited power. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Vali Singha Nara Kari Shishu Hai Kutuhali. The children would joyfully roar like lions and call out, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Jai Nityananda! He Mata Nityananda Balaka Jivan Vivala Karite Lagi Lena Shishugan. In this way, Nityananda, the life and soul of all children, overwhelmed those children with ecstatic love. So apparently Nittai is extremely favorable to the Shishus of the world. Shishu Kumar Agarwal. The children, the young children of the world, because he himself is childlike. It says that unless you become like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. The idea of a child is that he's simple and saralata and innocent and free from the cheating propensity and all the good qualities of adults. He's free from the cheating and lying propensity, which is so prevalent with adult men and women in this world. He doesn't know how to lie. He doesn't know how to cheat. He speaks it like it is. For example, your grandfather comes to the house, and the grandchild is there. He doesn't know about diplomacy and etiquette. And he sees the grandfather, and he has some big fat Coke bottle glasses. The lenses of his glasses are like the bottom of Coke bottles. That's an American expression. A glass bottle has a very thick bottom. So then the boy looks at the grandfather and says, "Oh, Daddy, why are his glasses so fat? Why he has such funny glasses? They're so fat." And then the father says, "Shh, don't. Hey, that's my father. That's your grandfather. Be nice. Don't say it. Just be quiet." So children, they can't be controlled, because they're not controlled by falsity, they're controlled by reality. Adults are controlled by falsity. They don't want to face the reality of the situation and speak it as it is or see it as it is. They don't want to see it as it is or speak it as it is, because they don't want to face the reality of the situation. But children just see it and speak it. "Hey, why do you have that bump on your nose?" The father says, "Be quiet, yes, it's pimple." "Why do you have that white bump on the side of your nose, Uncle Joe?" "It's a pimple, that's what it is." So they don't know. So that Balaram, he's innocently serving the Lord, but free from cheating propensity and free from any pride. He's absorbed in Sevananda, the bliss of Seva. If one wants to experience the bliss of Seva, then he must be innocent. And he must be Saralata, straightforward and innocent, and free from the cheating and lying propensities. Otherwise, if he's infected with the propensities to lie and cheat, he really can't experience the bliss of Seva, or the bliss of serving Krishna. So he's absorbed in his coward boy bhav. He's dressed like an opulent son of the king of Braj, Nanda. And he's inducing all these children to go wild in coward bhav and gopa bhav. And they're roaring out like lions. And he's the life and soul of all these children. Balaka jivan. So now, maseke o eka shishu nakare ahar, dekite lokera chite lage chamatkara. For 1 month, those children that were associating with Nityananda and roaring like lions, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Jai Nityananda, and were so powerful that 100 men couldn't control them, now they became so transcendental. It was an amazing thing. And people became amazed. Chitta lage chamatkara. Dekalok. When everyone saw the children, they were amazed. How is it possible? This is wonderful, chamatkara. They, for the last month that they've been moving with Nityananda, because remember, Nityananda stayed 3 months in Panihati. So one by one, he's infecting everybody. So for this first month, for 1 month, the children didn't eat anything. They were totally out of the body. This is out of OBE, out of the body experience. OBE doesn't mean abbreviation for obeisances. It means out of body experience. So they were out of their bodies for 1 month because they were relishing prema ras. They were in their spiritual bodies, and their spiritual body doesn't depend anything on the material body. Well, let's find out tomorrow how this pastime goes on, how those innocent children are so fortunately associating with Nityananda. Although they're not eating anything. At least as far as we know, their elders and parents have not seen them take any food from their hand in their homes, because they're simply dancing around and chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and Jai Nityananda, Jai Nityananda. Because if one chants these two mantras, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Jai Nityananda, he'll become free from all offenses very quickly. And very soon he will experience transcendental bliss. And it's unending bliss. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Perfect mantra. Sri Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya, the life. Radha Krishna's life is Madhura Ras. Brajaras, Brajavav, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and that Sri Krishna, if one has life, he worships Radha and Krishna, Sri Krishna. So Chaitya means life, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And Jaya Nityananda, then when one worships Radha and Krishna, Sri Krishna, with his life's energy, with all his thoughts, words, and deeds, worships Radha and Krishna, then he experiences bliss at every moment. Nitya Anand. He experiences bliss at every moment by serving Sri Krishna, Chaitanya. By serving Gauranga, you experience bliss. By serving Radha and Krishna, you experience bliss. What's the proof? Balaram. Balaram is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in Adi 5 that he's experiencing Sevananda. Prem Sevananda. He's experiencing bliss at every moment because he's serving Radha and Krishna, especially Krishna. Radha, he's serving as Ananga Manjari. So he's serving, and then he comes in Gauralila with Nityananda and experiences bliss by serving Gauranga. So Chaitanya is Gauranga. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda. So you serve Radha and Krishna and Krishna Lila, and you experience bliss at every moment. You serve Chaitanya Gauranga and Gauralila, and you experience bliss in every moment. So these children are experiencing bliss at every moment. So let's leave those children there in their blissful state of non-eating and roaring and chanting and experience the bliss of these names. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. This is the favorite mantra of Nityananda. Whenever he was traveling with Haridas, he would always sing Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And Haridas got brainwashed by that mantra. That although Lord Chaitanya came to propagate the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, and he delegated and appointed Haridas as the Namacharya. Namacharya. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakura ki.